With SDPB News, I'm Jackie Hendry. Both the South Dakota House and Senate are agreeing on a bill that makes ballot access easier for third-party candidates. Earlier this year, District Court Judge Lawrence Pearsall ruled the state's ballot access provisions too stringent for those parties. He enjoined those laws on the state's books, which adds urgency to the bill needing to pass. State Senator Arthur Rush says the new language should satisfy the judge's ruling.
It probably will make it somewhat easier for the minor parties to get candidates on the ballot, but, you know, I guess so be it. If they can appeal to a wider variety of voters, more power to them. I don't have any objection to that.
House Bill 1286 bounced back and forth between chambers before lawmakers agreed on Senate changes to the bill. If a total party's registration is less than 2.5% of the total number of registered voters, that group can remain an alternative political party. That status allows those parties to qualify for a lower signature requirement to reach the ballot. South Dakota lawmakers plan to debate the state budget before ending the main part of the 2018 legislative session. Lawmakers are set to approve the state spending plan before leaving Pierre today. Officials in February projected they'll have more money available than Governor Dennis Dugard anticipated when he proposed his budget plan late last year. The Joint Committee on Appropriations adopted a $1.6 billion target for the upcoming budget year 2019. That's up about $18.8 million from December. That could mean more funds for teachers, Medicaid providers, and state workers. Senator Larry Tiedemann is co-chair of the committee, and he says education is receiving a 1% increase for budget year 19 at a cost of about $7.2 million. He says stay tuned about other funding areas. Lawmakers return March 26th to consider gubernatorial vetoes. An unofficial with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture says state residents need to get ready for the arrival of the emerald ash borer. South Dakota State Forester Greg Joston says the small insect has not been discovered in South Dakota. However, he says the borer has been found in Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa. Joston says the species is originally from Asia, where ash trees there have an immunity to it. He says trees here aren't so lucky.
Our ash trees have no natural defense against this insect. And therefore, when the insect attacks the tree, it increases in population. It consumes the phloem tissue, which is right underneath the bark, and eventually kills the tree.
He says one major reason the bug has spread to 31 states is by people moving firewood. Joston encourages the public to buy local firewood that's cut nearby to limit the spread of pests like emerald ash borer.
When a tree dies, especially out in a woodlot or sometimes in someone's yard, they'll cut the tree down and they'll want to use it as firewood. And if they go camping, something like that, they'll take the firewood with them. Or sometimes they might sell the firewood to someone in a different town or a different county or a different state. And if that wood hasn't been treated properly, it carries all the bugs that are in it to wherever the destination is for the final consumption of that firewood.
Joston says campers should not bring firewood with them. Instead, he says people need to buy it at the campground whenever possible. Joston says people need to leave leftover wood at their campsite as well. He adds homeowners and communities should plant several different types of trees to reduce future losses from diseases and invasive species like EAB. South Dakota weather today, partly cloudy south, mostly cloudy north, a chance of light snow east this morning. Highs in the 30s east, 40 to 50 southwest. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of light snow west and southeast, lows in the 20s. And tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow statewide. Windy in the west, highs 30 to 40. For SDPB News, I'm Jackie Hendry. In the Moment with Lori Walsh is next on South Dakota Public Broadcasting.